and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, advancing the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support the local nonprofits through funding and now with United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. For the purpose of this show, we plan to highlight this project, United Way, and our partner nonprofits. Before we go into the exciting work of AmeriCorps Vista, we want to take a moment to remember our dear friends, Christopher May and Amy Barr. Life is one, always with greetings and farewells, doors opening and closing. This past week, United Way Battlement to the Bells lost two very important people. Our former board president, Christopher May, passed away Tuesday, March 20th, after a courageous five-year battle with cancer. And Amy Barr, our former executive director of 7 years, passed away after a fierce battle with recurrent cancer on Thursday, March 22nd. The loss of these two champions of United Way cannot be understated, and we as an organization have felt somewhat dazed. Christopher May joined the board of United Way Battlement to the Bells in 2014 and was serving as our board president up until this past June when he resigned, having moved east to be closer to family and to address his continuing battle with cancer. During his time on the board and even after he left, he worked hard to advance United Way. His support, mischievous sense of humor, and professional guidance will be greatly missed. Our dear friend Amy Barr, as board member Robin Waters describes, was spunky, smart, warm, and irreverent. Amy was a ball of earthy energy and vibrant life. With her zest for the work and life, she brought together partners, partner organizations, donors, and beneficiaries alike. Amy had only recently left United Way to pursue what she called her swan song and a new position with Lift Up. She was motivated, excited, and ready to throw herself, as she always had, headlong into this new job when she discovered her cancer had returned. We at United Way, as many of the community, were stunned at the swiftness with which our Amy left us. Together, Amy and Chris re-envisioned what United Way could be. They worked to change the name to better represent all those that we serve, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen and the Colorado and Crystal River Valleys. And under their leadership, the AmeriCorps Vista Project grant was written for and awarded. As we grieve the loss of our dear friends, Chris and Amy, we celebrate their legacy. The new Vista program would not be here if not for their vision and hard work. As we look to the future, we hope to create the Barr May Legacy Fund to honor their memory. We will have more information about this fund in upcoming months. In memory of Chris, we would like to take a quick break to Rancid's Fall Back Down.
Don't worry about me, I'm gonna make it all right. Got my enemies crossfield in my sight. I think I'll be a situation, gonna make it right. In the shadow of the darkness, I stand in the light. See, it's our style. Keep it true, I had a bad year. I've gone through, I've been knocked out, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. It takes disaster to learn a lesson. You're gonna make it through the darkest night. Some people portray warning, class treason. Wanna make everything alright. Woo! Don't
face them. They don't faze me, even if I look and act really crazy. I won't wait till she betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked down, beat down, black and blue.
She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend.
Welcome back. The United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project is getting off the ground here. To tell us more about the Vista Project, we have Andy Scott, the program manager, with us, as well as our United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista leader, Amber Burns. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's so great to have you guys here. Can you tell us a little bit more about what AmeriCorps Vista is and does?
Of course. So since 1965, over 220,000 Vista members have served in all 50 states and U.S. territories. AmeriCorps Vista members are in tribal, rural, suburban, and urban communities. The AmeriCorps Vista mission is to strengthen organizations that alleviate poverty through volunteering and the mobilization of resources.
How does AmeriCorps Vista fit into this area?
Well, poverty can take many forms, which is why Vista's model is driven directly by communities in need. Whether that need is expanding job training services for out-of-work coal miners in Kentucky, recruiting disadvantaged youth for computer literacy skills and coding classes in Minneapolis, or combating homelessness among our veterans, AmeriCorps Vista members help others while gaining valuable skills for their career. The communities in our valley are not unlike others in that poverty. While not always obvious, it is weaved into the fabric of the lives of people living here.
I always like to think about poverty. You can be impoverished in so many ways, right? Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about opportunity, mm-hmm. poverty of opportunity, poverty of education. So tell me a little bit more before we go on what it means to be a Vista volunteer.
So Vista actually stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And so they commit to a full year working full time for a local nonprofit organization. That includes colleges and universities and local government offices as well. And they focus on anti-poverty projects. AmeriCorps Vista members work on projects just to build the capacity of that organization they're working for. And projects can look really different based on what nonprofit they're working for. So some of our Vistas are developing outreach and marketing campaigns. Others are building a social media presence for their nonprofits. Some are creating program databases and writing grants and managing this program in its first year while recruiting volunteers.
That's specifically what you're doing, right, Amber?
It is. It is exactly what I'm doing. I'm actually working with you guys, and I get to be a AmeriCorps Vista leader this year and this time around. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So can you guys tell me a little bit about what makes this AmeriCorps VISTA project stand out to you?
So, you know, the United Way Battlements of the Bells is an intermediary site is what our role is. And so we have a very unique hiring process, and we have 14 subsites, so 14 different nonprofits where members can be placed. And this gives our applicants a choice, you know, where they want to end up, where they'll be placed, and it's based on their skill sets and their personality types. So it offers a really great opportunity for individuals to get involved in their local community. And I'll just list our subsites here. So if you guys are interested in getting to know these organizations more, or maybe serving as a VISTA volunteer for them, you can know which to apply for. So we have Alpine Legal Services, CASA of the 9th Judicial District, Catholic Charities, Colorado Mountain College School of Transitional Education, CMC Go to Work, Garfield County Housing Authority, Family Resource Center of the Roaring Fork School District, Family Visitor Program, Lift Up, Literacy Outreach, Raising a Reader, River Center of Newcastle, West Mountain Regional Health Alliance, and Youth Zone.
Awesome. Amber, can you tell us a little bit more about why you chose to become an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer?
Yeah, actually, this is going to be my third year doing an AmeriCorps program. My second placement was actually about 4 years ago. So when I actually found out that a VISTA AmeriCorps program was coming into this valley, I was extremely excited to get involved.
That's great. Being relatively new to the valley, what do you enjoy about living here?
So I've been living in this area now for about a year in the Roaring Fork Valley, and I have to tell you, I'm extremely in love with all the opportunities to be outside that are in the valley, and just all the different activities that I get to be involved in.
What do you like to do?
Well, right now I'm starting to get into whitewater rafting and river kayaking, which is pretty exciting, taking a couple classes at CMC this summer.
That's awesome. What do you do as the leader, the VISTA leader, specifically for this project?
So I get to help with UWBB has 12 different VISTA members at 14 different organizations that Andy had listed off. And I get to help expand and build the capacity of the individual, you know, VISTA members at their service sites. So in order to become a leader, you have to have served a term previously in AmeriCorps. And so since this is my third term, I have a lot of experience in capacity building. I used to be a volunteer coordinator with one of my AmeriCorps positions. So I have a lot of experience in doing a lot of this stuff. So I get to kind of help with professional development and applying different resources for these volunteers.
As part of AmeriCorps, there are a few things that are challenging. Can you talk to us a little bit about those challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do get a living stipend. Mm-hmm. And the living stipend is basically at the poverty line. So we actually have to apply for different government resources, such as SNAP or different resources in the community that offer discounts and things like that. So we actually have the experience of being in poverty, which can be stressful in terms of finding affordable housing. Sometimes our VISTA members have to have a second job on the side. So it can be a little challenging. Not only are we serving 40 hours at our site, we also, a lot of us, most of us, have a second job on the side as well. So we have a lot of similarities to the people that we are serving in the community, and it's our way of being able to reach out and help them as well and say, hey, have you heard about this resource? This is how you apply for it, because I've actually applied for it and I actually know how to do it. So now I can help these people in the community get access to these other resources.
So what are some of the benefits to being a AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer?
So one of the best benefits, I'll have to say, is we get, after you finish your term, you get a Siegel Education Award. And this is about $5,000 that you get at the end of the term that goes towards continuing your education or paying off student loans. And a lot of colleges actually double or triple the value of it. There are some colleges out there that do that. So this actually is really great for people that are just coming right out of college and are looking to get some more experience. Maybe they want to go back and get a graduate degree, and they just don't have the money to do that. And this education award, you know, gives them the opportunity to do that.
And that award can also be applied to other people's education as well. Isn't that correct?
It can be applied to your family members' education. So, for example, if you are a senior citizen and you're thinking, hey, I don't really need to go back to school, but my grandchild needs to go to college, you can pass that on to your grandchild.
That's a very cool benefit. What else do you get out of AmeriCorps Vista? Andy, do you have anything?
Yes. So AmeriCorps Vista is, you know, all about giving our members a great experience. Like Amber said, you know, they live in poverty. And so giving them professional opportunities. So one of the biggest opportunities or benefits of Vista is the professional development that Amber mentioned. We are really focused on making sure our members are happy and are ready for their service.
You were also an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer, correct?
I was. I was a AmeriCorps member in Tampa, Florida in 2011.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and why you choose to continue working for AmeriCorps Vista opportunities?
Yeah, when I went into AmeriCorps, I was kind of bummed that I couldn't find a job right out of college. But that experience gave me so much knowledge and experience. And I just really admired the whole program and what it gave to young people and people who are just ready to give back to their community. So when I moved to the Valley and there wasn't an AmeriCorps program here, I became inspired to write the grant. And, you know, I just really want to give other people the experience that I had.
Absolutely. What are your future plans, Amber, after your term as an AmeriCorps Vista?
Well, I've done AmeriCorps, you know, for 3 years, I actually have a huge passion through doing this, working with nonprofit and even just working with AmeriCorps. I really hope to continue working with AmeriCorps program, maybe as a coordinator or even as a trainer. And I have to say, all the trainings that I've ever went to, there's extremely inspiring people there. The conversations are really in depth. It's just an inspiring and an amazing, you know, place to be with people with like-minded individuals who are all trying to serve the community in their own capacity. It's definitely just a mind-changing experience. So to continue to be a part of that is just inspiring within itself. So I would love to continue to work with AmeriCorps.
Could you continue as an AmeriCorps Vista member or a volunteer?
Yes, you can. You can actually serve in AmeriCorps Vista for up to 5 terms. And there's also 2 other different types of AmeriCorps programs out there, AmeriCorps State National and AmeriCorps NCCC, which I've also served in both of those on different capacities. And I believe in both of those, NCCC, you can serve 2 years, and I think State National, 3 years.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about the differences between those programs?
Yeah, so State and National, they usually have a specific focus. So when I did State and National, our focus was youth in the community. So we were involved with different coalitions in the community to help better youth and trying to get more youth involved in the different nonprofit organizations. So I worked at a homeless shelter, so I reached out to the youth to try to come and do meals for the different residents that lived there. There was also Boys and Girls Club and different after-school programs, so that was my main focus. So State National usually has a main focus of like youth in the community or disaster relief or...
And State National also, it has to be direct service to clients. So that's the difference between Vista and State and National. State and National, you know, that's both Amber and I have served at, and I was focusing on tutoring. So it is usually working directly with kids or veterans or seniors, as the VISTA program is indirect, you know, building capacity within an organization.
Thank you for clearing that up. Let's see. What is the benefit you see to joining this specific project? I know there's a housing stipend, so that sets us apart, right?
Ah, housing stipend. You got me there. Yes. So our specific intermediary site, United Way Battlement to the Bells, is offering a very special housing stipend on top of the living stipend that AmeriCorps provides. We recognize that the cost of living is much higher here than other places. So we are providing a $200 housing stipend a month for our VISTA members.
And what can we do if we're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer?
If you are interested in becoming an AmeriCorps VISTA, contact us to find out more information. Our email at United Way Battlement to the Bells is unitedwaybb@gmail.com. You can also go to myamericorps.gov/VISTA. And if you just type in the program name, if you just type UWBB, you'll find all of our sites and you can apply.
Terrific. Is there anything else going on with our subsites that we should know about, Andy?
Why, yes. Thank you for asking. So for those of you who don't know, Spellebration is coming up Friday, April 6th. Spellebration is an adult spelling bee that benefits Literacy Outreach and CMC Learning Labs. This year, our theme is Comic-Con. So there's a costume contest on top of the spelling. It's a team-based event, so get your friends together. Get a superhero or maybe a Star Wars costume on and come on down to the Hotel Colorado on April 6th. Spell.
Awesome. We will definitely be there. I want to thank both Andy Scott and Amber Burns for being with us today. My name is Tracy Gurley, Tomaszewski, and we appreciate you listening to United Cares.
Oh, let's go back to the start. Running in circles, coming in tails, heads on the sides apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Take me back to the start.